We also wanted to hear from an American war veteran about the Afghan elections, so we reached Matt Farwell of Fayetteville, Arkansas. The former Army sergeant served 16 months in Afghanistan's eastern Paktia province in 2006 and 2007. He's not nearly as hopeful when I ask what he makes of the upcoming elections.
I actually don't make much at all. I've been trying to avoid any thoughts about it, but I guess I have my Karzai in 2014, this time things will be different t-shirt on, you know.
And what does that symbolize, things will be different? I mean, Hamid Karzai can't run, so is that kind of more of an editorial point of view on your part?
It's more of a joke.
You see it as no matter who gets elected, it's going to be more Karzai, or at least the kind of policies that he was responsible for?
I see it as no matter who gets elected, it's not going to make that big of a difference for the people of Afghanistan or for what we've done there. And I'm not entirely sure what that is.
And why do you think that is, that it won't make any difference who's in charge?
Because I think Afghanistan's fundamentally driven by, I actually don't know, man. Like, I don't feel like national elections there really do anything other than change kind of who the mayor of Kabul is. And personally, I've never been to Kabul, and it didn't seem like the elections made that big of a difference down in Paktika when I was there. And it didn't seem like much changed with Paktika or neighboring Ghazni or any of the other places we'd go in the time since I left. So I can't see how elections now really matter that much.
Did you see much change when you were in Paktika province? I mean, in those 2 years you were there?
Not particularly. I mean, I saw a road get built and I saw the nation become more violent. So I guess that was some change, but not necessarily for the better.
I mean, the fact that you are not following the elections at all, I mean, that would seem to indicate kind of a hopelessness on your part for the future of Afghanistan.
I wouldn't say hopelessness. I'd just say apathy. I really don't care.
I'm curious to know, when you were in Afghanistan, what was going through your mind as one person, one soldier trying to make the country a better place? I mean, what were your hopes at the time for Afghanistan? And why did you go?
Well, I mean, so first of all, I wasn't there necessarily trying to make Afghanistan a better place. I was there as an infantryman. So my job was to go out and get shot at and then shoot at the people that were shooting at me. So I don't know necessarily how much that made a country better.
But weren't you trying to kind of give Afghanistan a certain sense of stability so it could improve?
Not really. I was just trying to keep me and my buddies alive. I was there as a private, and so pretty much at the lower end of the food chain. And it wouldn't have mattered if we were in Afghanistan, Iraq, North Korea, Mexico, or, you know, Costa Rica. Our mission would have been about the same, to keep ourselves alive and to get back home.
So for you, like right in your heart, right in your brain, where does Afghanistan kind of figure today?
Well, I just took my antidepressant about an hour ago. So I would say it's actually a place that I'm really fond of. It's a place that holds a lot of beauty in my mind, but also a lot of ugliness and terror and violence that I'm still trying to reconcile.
Is the mix of violence and terror and that beauty that you were talking about, is that kind of ratio changing daily for you?
No, it remains pretty constant, but in a large portion of my day now, I just try and push it to corners of my brain where I don't really have to deal with it.
When you think about that beauty of Afghanistan, where does your mind go? Like, specifically, what kind of things do you remember and think about?
The landscape was gorgeous. The people, for the most part, and if I wasn't getting shot at or blown up, were also wonderful, hospitable, and, you know, living kind of a beautiful, simple life in extreme crushing poverty and terrible conditions that, you know, would have made the average American vomit and think, what a horrible place, but somehow they were making it work.
You know, last year when there was renewed fighting and violence in Fallujah in Iraq, we heard from a number of vets who had been involved in the battle for Fallujah in 2004. And they were just gnashing their teeth, wondering whether it had been worth it. Are you experiencing similar doubts about what you did in Afghanistan, especially with this confusing elections coming up?
Yeah, only every time I think about it. So up until this interview, I really hadn't thought about that in the context of elections. But when I think about Afghanistan and I think about the fact that, you know, a buddy of mine from my old unit just overdosed on pills and died a month ago, yeah, I wonder what difference we made and how we can keep ourselves together knowing that.
Well, I apologize for having stirred up these thoughts again.
No, I mean, they happen, dude.
What about you and where you're at today? How are you doing?
I am cautiously optimistic. So we're trying to make it through 2014 without going to jail or a mental hospital. So far, I haven't been able to do it since 2008, but we're hoping this is the year.
We're thinking of you, Matt. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Former Army Sergeant Matt Farwell talking to us about his experiences in Afghanistan and the emotional toll the war there has taken on him.